أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 11 and number 12 of Surah Al-Kahf. Yesterday we began the discussion of the Ashabi Kahf and how it all began. So the king of that time, Daqiyanus, he was a polytheist, worshipping idols, paganism and all of that. But together with that he enforced that whoever is in his kingdom will also do the same. So on the occasion that when they would go out for festivity, worship the idols, etc., he would force everyone to go out. At that particular year, in that particular occasion, there was one young person that left the masses, left the crowd, and came and took the shelter or the shade of a tree. And then the second came, the third came, and like that a group of young boys, youngsters, all came together, no one speaking to the other, no one knowing the other. They were all from the royal family or the families of the ministers and courtiers, and hence one of them then plucked up the courage to ask, why are we here? So the second replied that whatever is being worshipped, rocks, stone that is being carved, and little gods are made out of them and they are being worshipped, does not make sense as opposed to the worshipping of Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. At this point we just briefly depart from that. What was these youngsters? What deen did they follow? So most of the commentators have expressed that they followed the deen of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and this forms a very important discussion actually, that if they followed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, then the incident took place after Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then this incident would have neither been in the Torah, it was too early, and it would have neither been in the Injil, because it had taken place after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The author of Tafsir Haqqani has written that from his investigation on historical narrations, this entire incident had taken place 250 years after Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then they slept in the cave for 300 years, that is the solar years, so that will be 550, and our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born 570 after Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So this was in between that period, very close to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we come back now that the question that was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to testify to his nubuwwat, it was not recorded, it was not documented in any of the scriptures also. So hence this is now pure wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, they had now decided that they are not going to worship these idols that they are forced to worship, and the result of it was that they had now put up a little house secretly in which they would gather and they would make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la. But in every situation, no matter how secretly a person may do things, it is going to leak, and people that spied on them to the king, the Qiyanos, that these are the boys that have renegated from your religion, from your way of life, and they have got absolutely nothing to do with idolatry, idol worship, they worship some other god. So these young boys were called up into the courts of Daqiyanus and they were questioned. Now a few ayats later, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that discussion that they had taken place, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in a very praising manner, praising them, the condition of their heart. Allah says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made their hearts firm when they had testified the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When they stood up, the Qiyanus asked them about who their God was, and they were very clear that our Rabb is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. We will never call and never worship any ilah, any God besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَتَطَى. If we do it, then we have spoken a word of transgression, in other words, an act of disobedience to Allah. They were given a few days respite by this king, the Qiyanus, and hence they did not alter, falter, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then guided them to the cave, and then they remained, as Allah Ta'ala says now, فَضَرَبَنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. In a very, very great manner, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we had placed upon their ears, in other words, we had deafened their hearing, fil kahfi sinina adada, in this cave for many years. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about them being unable to hear. It is our daily experience that when a person goes to sleep, he closes his eyes, so he doesn't see, but he can hear. And then when the faculty of hearing comes to an end, then that sleep is deep. So Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about the closing of the eyes over here. Allah is speaking about the faculty of hearing now was suspended, and hence in this way Allah Ta'ala shows that they slept for many years. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. Then we got them up, we raised them. لِنَعْلَمَ أَهِيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. So that we would know that from the two groups, who was more accurate in the counting. The two groups, one obviously will be the Ahl-e Haqq, that is these young boys, and then those that followed, and those that were on kufr, or there were those that tried to ascertain the number of years that these boys were in the cave, and there were those that did not bother. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us the synopsis of the Ashabul Kahf, and from there onwards, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes into detail with regards to the incident. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa